It is News Talk Speed. Don't forget to contribute to this morning's conversation. A lot of calls coming through 0800 80 1080. You can also text me on 9292 ZBZB. And the Facebook page is facebook.com/ Chris Lynch ZB. Welcome all of your calls. Well, Winston Peters from New Zealand First now joins me. Good morning to you and thanks for your time.
Good morning.
An overwhelmingly positive response to your idea today to reinstate freight and passenger services on a ferry capacity from Lyttelton to Wellington. So you've won favour with the talkback callers this morning, Mr. Peters. Where did you get this idea from? Why now?
Well, look, the moment... I'm sorry, we used to have that service.
Yes.
But the moment the Kaikoura earthquake happened, it became very obvious that in far too many parts of this country, we've got no alternative if the primary one and the only one breaks down, as it happened in Kaikoura. And, you know, we've got it up north at the moment. So the line, the fuel line gets disrupted by a digger and the whole thing is not working and all of a sudden you've got people panicking. How do we get the fuel down to Mangere? And they're saying, put it on the road. Well, that's impossible. But it screams out the alternative, which is, why isn't there a railway line all the way to Marsden Point? Which is what some of us have been saying for a long, long time. And you could put it on a train and it would be safe, but you can't put it on a road. But Kaikoura and the earthquake proves that we need an alternative service. And that was set up by a former group of politicians a long time ago who had some practical vision about what's good for New Zealand rather than the sort of let the market rule everything and when everything's collapsed, they sit around panicking with no service at all.
But presumably, Mr. Peters, if this was a good idea, and I don't doubt that it's not a good idea, why have we not done it sooner? Because you're right, when it comes to infrastructure, don't have to do much when it comes to the water.
Why haven't I called for it earlier? Well, actually, I tell you what, I've been on the back of railways since the 20th of July, 1993, when they got flogged off the Fay Rich White and Wisconsin Central Railroad and then ran our railroad bankrupt. And part of that was the ferry service coming over Cook Strait and coming down to Lyttelton in the old days. What happened here was, of course, that the motorman kept... It's a long story, but let me tell you this. Railways have been seriously run down and run down for private benefit, and we need to revive that and revive the old services that we used to have when we believed it was critical for the movement of freight and to have alternatives to move freight.
Well, obviously, it wouldn't matter if freight is moved by rail or road. If you have another earthquake like we had in North Canterbury, we're still going to be buggered. So you would say then that shipping is a better solution then from Lyttelton to Wellington, right?
Well, precisely, because any smart transport strategy for this country has three paths to it, and they are rail, road and maritime. Excepting we've dumped maritime and we've dumped rail in large parts of the country, and just gone for one impossible, inexplicable option, which is damaging the roads extraordinarily at the moment.
Do you think we would have the patronage to make also this a passenger service, or is your focus more on just freight, Mr. Peters?
My focus is on freight and passengers, because in the end, if you look around near Christchurch, amongst other things, I mean, you would need some serious fast rail passenger options. To think you can do it by road is really short-term, not internationalist, and it's not a precedent by other wise decision-making abroad or in our country's past. We just have failed to actually, in the last 33 years, move forward.
If this was such a good idea, why has it not been done sooner?
Very good question, and the answer is because the two old parties are pretty tired when it comes to any new idea, apart from taxing people or going... or selling them to foreign ownership. And that's the truth.
Actually, while I've got you on the phone, I mean, you know, various polls are very conflicting at the moment as to who's in the lead, National or Labour. Do you want to comment on that? What are your thoughts on the general gist of things? My thoughts are, Mr. Peters, it's a very close race. What do you reckon?
Well, the trouble with the polls are that because of the changing nature of both New Zealanders and New Zealanders' communications, these pollsters aren't getting to New Zealanders. And I think that the undecided and yet to make up their mind vote is huge, and they're not talking to pollsters. And my evidence for that is not so much New Zealand, but it is countless past elections that prove that rising trend. But my evidence for that was they missed it by 10% in the UK. They missed it by about 12% in Australia. and they missed it by about 12% in the USA. And around about then you think pollsters would learn something, but no, they stubbornly, and you've got five different pollsters putting out their garbage with a 14% spread, and no one's apologising to the public for the fact that there's a 3% spread. Because once you get beyond 3%, you've got to say as an industry, what's wrong with our methodology? But they're not. They're all saying, I'm right, but the guy's wrong. And it's really ridiculous.
Winston Peters, have you seen some of the, I don't know if you call it a hit job, but some of the anti-commercials that the Opportunities Party is running on sort of social media about you? They've taken clips from, I think, an interview that you did with RNZ. I wondered if you wanted to respond to that.
No, what? I don't.
Well, that's good. That's probably a good answer for you, isn't it?
Well, you know what? They're an apology for a party. They're ridiculous. They have not known to anybody. They've got all this money in the world. They're another example of a multi-millionaire thinks you can buy an election. And I don't really want to waste 5 seconds talking about him.
Fair enough. We won't waste 5 seconds. We'll let you go.
He and his supporters have all my deep sympathy. That's all I want to say.
It was very nice for you to show sympathy to them. Winston Peters, thank you for your time this
morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.